What is up, all you beautiful people? Nate here again with a quick rundown of the mess that was the three-game set between the San Diego Padres and our Cincinnati Reds in the Queen City. You might have heard the Reds got swept. At this point, it's almost impressive how adept they have become at losing baseball games, but that's a conversation for a longer podcast, which, conveniently we're recording next. So without any further delay, game one. Saw the Padres squeak out. Just a it was a close one. Final score of 9-6. Reaver, please God, make him a reliever. San Martin gave up all 9 runs and just 3 innings pitched. I don't think that's very good. Jake Cronenworth did most of the damage with a bases loaded triple in the fourth. The Reds were not able to take advantage of 3 San Diego errors, but hey, of course they couldn't. Game two, another barn burner. The Padres outscored the home team 8-5. Vladimir Gutierrez took the L, giving up 6 earned runs in 4 innings pitched, and he issued an impressive 6 bases on balls. Kyle Farmer did absolutely rake, however, tied an MLB record with 4 doubles in 1 game. We like that. And somewhere in some faraway land, Scooter Gennett scoffed and sipped his soda from a crystal chalice. Doubles, lame. Game three, the Reds put their hopes and dreams on the shoulders of Tyler Malley, who had some really, really solid moments. Unfortunately, that did not stop the Brooms from coming out as San Diego took the finale 7-5. Malley had only given up 1 run through 5 innings. Things got a bit away from him in the fifth, not entirely his fault. He ended up with 5.1 innings pitched, allowed 3 earned runs with 5 strikeouts and 2 walks. And my inside sources are telling me that Tyler Malley will not be buying Tony Santion any beers after the game. A misplayed diving attempt by Tommy Pham in the fifth led to 3 more runs, and that, as they say, was that. Phil Castellini's Cincinnati Redlegs are now a robust 3-16 to start the season, and if you need to go to your cabinet, pour yourself something stiff, I get it. There were some good things, though, so let's talk about that. Sunshining outside. It was a huge, huge bounce back series for the farm dog, Kyle Farmer, who went 6-for-13 in the series and has reclaimed his rightful place as the best Red shortstop of all time, as Barry Larkin's abilities in the TV booth have forced him to relinquish that throne. Brandon Drury had another solid series. Somehow, he's one of the Reds' best players so far this year. I'm not mad about it. I just don't understand it. Our boy Nick Senzel hit a home run and is currently not injured. Senzel, being healthy, will always be in the good column, regardless of how he plays in a series. So stay healthy, Nick. Following right here, backup catcher Mark Colzvari got his first major league hit, RBI double. He was a hair from being on the bad list due to an inability to get the bat off of his darn shoulder, but I guess the threat of that humiliation gave him all the motivation he needed. Congrats, Mark. Buck Farmer. Buck had 2 scoreless outings in the series with an ERA now below 3 for the season. He is absolutely my second favorite farmer in all of Major League Baseball. Unfortunately, where there's good, there is also bad, and there was plenty of bad during this series. Until he's no longer on the roster, Aristides Aquino is going to be on the bad list. 0-for-3 in the series with another 2 strikeouts. It's not great when a player makes me miss Shogo, but you're making me miss Shogo. Please, for the love of God, can we free Alejo Lopez? It can't be worse. We like to be fair here at the Riverfront, so Joey Votto went 0-for-7 over the 3-day stretch. He did have 4 walks, so not a disaster. It just kind of makes me sad. The good news is that Joey Votto is still Joey Votto, and he's going to turn it around anytime now, right? Right? Right. Tyler Naquin has decided to quit raking, going 1-for-9 in the series. I prefer earlier in the year when he was super hot. So if we could do that again, that'd be great. And I obviously have to mention the starting pitching over the series. Red starters went 12.1 innings, giving up 18 earned runs with 9 walks. That's just not going to get it done. Please come back. Luis Castillo, we miss you. Some not so random thoughts. Nick Lodolo looks like he's heading to the IL. It sounds precautionary at this point, and much like Hunter Green before, if it's just a way to skip an occasional start, keep them thrown later into the year, I'm all about it. I guess we do need to mention our body-positive designated hitter, Mike Moustakas, Moose came off the DL and smoked a couple balls, going 2 for 3 with a walk and an RBI in the finale of the series. Hey, we'll take that. Take that all year long, Brother Moose. Jonathan India also came off the DL. He got a hit in all 3 games. Hey, we'll take it. Tyler Stevenson will not be making the red trip to Colorado, but should be back for the following series, if my intel is correct. And in other news, I used Luke Voigt's rookie card to start a fire in my backyard yesterday. I got your back, Tyler. My series stud and series dud. The stud this week, because I have to choose one, Kyle Farmer. Who has? 5 consecutive hits over 2 days, including his MLB record tying 4 double game in the middle matchup. That was the 5th time that's happened in Reds history, which I'm told is a pretty long history. And it's the first time since Billy Hatcher in 1990. World Series championship confirmed. The series dud, poor Reaver San Martin. 9 earned runs is a lot of earned runs for one start. Let's get this left-hander in the bullpen where, you know, we need left-handers, maybe. I don't know. Up next, the Reds visit Colorado for a 3-game set against the Rockies. We do get the return of Hunter Green in game 1. That's reason enough to tune in. I don't know who's starting game 2, but it won't be Nick Lodolo. And I hope I also don't know who's starting game 3 because it was currently listed as Reaver San Martin. And that's just about it, Reds fans. Hey, brighter days are ahead. They've got to be ahead. They honestly can't get much worse. So, you know, while the Reds are stinking it up, go take a long look in the mirror. Remind yourself, not defined by your Reds fanhood. You're awesome and people like you. Until next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.